Music and the science of sound intersect in a study from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston learns how.
Amati, Stradivari, Guarneri, a research team from MIT measured and plotted the changes in the F-shaped sound holes of the instruments crafted by these noted families during the golden age of violin making. But the impetus to collect data on the acoustic properties of violin sound holes started with the gentle sound of its 10th century predecessor, the lute. Professor Nicholas McCreese teaches acoustics at MIT. He also plays the lute. An analysis revealed the beautiful carvings over the lute's lone round sound hole have just a negligible effect on its resonance. But the research got him thinking.
I just happened to notice a Renaissance songbook that a friend had left at the house, and it had a picture of a Renaissance instrument that was an ancestor of the violin, and it had a C-shaped hole in it. I started to wonder, well, that's interesting. It's not an F hole, it's a C-shaped hole, and I thought there possibly could be an evolution.
And so McCreese and a team measured airflow and other acoustic attributes from the 10th century through the mid-1700s, when sound holes went from round to semicircular to elongated C-shaped holes, and eventually to the F-shaped hole.
And the process led to a slendering, where for the same amount of area that you cut from the sound hole, you would have greater perimeter. And what we found to be less void area, meaning less acoustically inactive area.
And the evolution of the violin's sound hole into a narrow cut with a more extensive border helps facilitate the astounding sound we hear today.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.